This year, Columbus has seen a marked increase in the number of homicides, 120 to date. That's significantly more than last year's 106 and nearing the current record of 139 homicides made back in 1991. To understand this issue, we visited one of the neighborhoods that's seen violence and crime for many years, the Hilltop. It's a Monday afternoon at Stu's Barbershop off Sullivan Avenue. Armando McKnight has a client in his chair.
Right now, I'm giving him a lineup. This is like detailing a car at this point. The cut is done, and now I'm just perfecting the edges.
McKnight's worked here for the last 3 years and lived in the neighborhood for 10. Like many business owners and residents in this area, he's aware that violent crime is a pressing issue. He sees fighting in the streets, police conducting raids on nearby drug houses, but that's nothing he considers to be out of the ordinary.
It's not like it's scary anymore to anybody, you know what I'm saying? It becomes the neighborhood you live in and you deal with it.
The Hilltop has seen slightly more homicides than any other neighborhood in the city. So far, it's 13. But this neighborhood has seen about that many homicides for the last 3 years. And when it comes to the highest murder rate in the city, the Hilltop actually comes in at number 3. For McKnight, the only market difference he's seen in the last few years is the rise in drug use, specifically heroin.
You know, I see the needles everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I see people staggering through the street, talking to themselves, and, you know, people on the bus nodding out. I mean, yeah, it's definitely something that's not in the dark anymore.
This area has the highest rate of fatal opioid-related overdoses in the city. The prolific drug use has led to an increase in human trafficking. And if you ask law enforcement, it's likely contributing to the homicides.
With an increase in drugs, there's always an increase in crime.
That's Officer Ed Chung with Columbus Police. And he spent the last 3 years patrolling the Hilltop. To get a sense of what he's seeing, I spent a night out on patrol with him. Chung knows the area so well, he can point out the suspected drug houses and the cars that drive in from the suburbs to make purchases from them. He even recognizes some of the young women who sell sex on Sullivan Avenue to support their addiction. Chung would agree that crime doesn't appear to be any worse than in previous years.
I mean, it's all for us out here. We see everything and anything in any given day.
With the types of crime they're dealing with, Chung says help from residents can be extremely effective. The adage, if you see something, say something, may seem like a well-worn cliche. But for Hilltop resident Lisa Boggs, it's a way of life.
So a lot of times I'll be on my scanner and I'll hear what's going on and I'll have it out before the news.
Boggs has lived in the Hilltop for decades. She founded a block watch back when crime started increasing here 20 years ago, right around the time that local factories shut down and residents lost good paying jobs. Boggs says with the recent influx of drugs, she's seen crime here increase.
But I also believe that we are becoming more aware of what's going on because of social media, because of staying in contact with our neighbors, a growing sense of community. I think it's more exposed now than it ever was.
In her block watch, neighbors stay in touch via Facebook, where they post any recent criminal activity. If they see something suspicious, they call police. But they also organize public beautification projects and cookouts. Boggs says it's not enough to rely on policing. The neighborhood needs to take an active role in its own revitalization.
To bring the community together so they feel like they're not alone and to empower them to do more.
Boggs believes the Hilltop is one of the last Columbus neighborhoods with affordable housing for middle-income residents. If more people want to own a slice of the American dream, she says, they're going to have to work together. Esther Honig, WOSU News.